Section 5. Han contacts with other cultures.
If you were there. You are a trader traveling along the Silk Road to China. This is your first journey, but you have heard many stories about the country. You know the trip will be hard, through mountains and deserts and terrible weather. While you expect to make a good profit from silk, you are also curious about China and its people. What do you expect to find in China?
Building background. During the Han Dynasty, Chinese society returned its focus to Confucian ideas, and new inventions were developed. In addition, increased trade allowed other countries to learn about the rich culture of China. Farming and manufacturing. Many advances in manufacturing took place during the Han Dynasty. As a result, productivity increased and the empire prospered. These changes paved the way for China to make contact with people of other cultures. By the Han period, the Chinese had become master iron workers. They manufactured iron swords and armor that made the army more powerful. Farmers also gained from advances in iron. The iron plow and the wheelbarrow, a single-wheeled cart, increased farm output. With a wheelbarrow, a farmer could haul more than 300 pounds all by himself. With an iron plow, he could till more land and raise more food. Another item that increased in production during the Han Dynasty was silk, a soft, light, highly valued fabric. For centuries, Chinese women had known the complicated methods needed to raise silkworms, unwind the silk threads of their cocoons, and then prepare the threads for dyeing and weaving. The Chinese were determined to keep their procedure for making silk a secret. Revealing these secrets was punishable by death. During the Han period, weavers used foot-powered looms to weave silk threads into beautiful fabric. Garments made from this silk were very expensive. Trade routes. Chinese goods, especially silk and fine pottery, were highly valued by people in other lands. During the Han period, the value of these goods to people outside China helped increase trade. Expansion of trade. Trade increased partly because Han armies conquered lands deep in Central Asia. Leaders there told the Han generals that people who lived still farther west wanted silk. At the same time, Emperor Wu Di wanted strong, sturdy Central Asian horses for his army. China's leaders saw that they could make a profit by bringing silk to Central Asia and trading the cloth for the horses. The Central Asian peoples would then take the silk west and trade it for other products they wanted. The Silk Road. Traders used a series of overland routes to take Chinese goods to distant buyers. The most famous trade route was known as the Silk Road. This 4,000-mile-long network of routes stretched westward from China across Asia's deserts and mountain ranges through the Middle East until it reached the Mediterranean Sea. Chinese traders did not travel the entire Silk Road. Upon reaching Central Asia, they sold their goods to local traders who would take them the rest of the way. Traveling the Silk Road was difficult. Hundreds of men and camels loaded down with valuable goods, including silks and jade, formed groups. They traveled the Silk Road together for protection. Armed guards were hired to protect traders from bandits who stole cargo and water, a precious necessity. Weather presented other dangers. Traders faced icy blizzards, desert heat, and blinding sandstorms. Named after the most famous item transported along it, the Silk Road was worth its many risks. Silk was so popular in Rome, for example, that China grew wealthy from that trade relationship alone. Traders returned from Rome with silver, gold, precious stones, and horses. Buddhism comes to China. When the Chinese people came into contact with other civilizations, they exchanged ideas along with trade goods. Among these ideas was a new religion. In the 1st century AD, Buddhism spread from India to China along the Silk Road and other trade routes. Arrival of a new religion. Over time, the Han government became less stable. People ignored laws, and violence was common. As rebellions flared up, millions of peasants went hungry. Life became violent and uncertain. Many Chinese looked to Taoism or Confucianism to find out why they had to suffer so much, but they didn't find helpful answers. Buddhism seemed to provide more hope than the traditional Chinese beliefs did. It offered rebirth and relief from suffering. This promise was a major reason the Chinese people embraced Buddhism. Impact on China. At first, Indian Buddhists had trouble explaining their religion to the Chinese. Then they used ideas found in Taoism to help describe Buddhist beliefs. Many people grew curious about Buddhism. Before long, Buddhism caught on in China with both the poor and the upper classes. By AD 200, Buddhist altars stood in the emperor's palace. Buddhism's introduction to China is an example of diffusion, the spread of ideas from one culture to another. Elements of Chinese culture changed in response to the new faith. For example, scholars translated Buddhist texts into Chinese. Many Chinese became Buddhist monks and nuns. Artists carved towering statues of Buddha into mountain walls. Summary and preview. Under the Han, trade brought new goods and ideas, including Buddhism, to China. In the next chapter, you'll read about the religion of another people, the Jews. But first, review the main ideas of this section. Then take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the section assessment questions. Before moving on, your teacher may want you to apply your knowledge by completing the Social Studies Skills and Standards Review exercises. The Standards Assessment exercise will give you additional practice using what you've learned.